Now it's time for a check on sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And I guess, why not? I guess we can start off with the NFL. And last night, it was a game between the Steelers and the Vikings. I turned that game off about halfway through the second quarter, but maybe right before the end at halftime. It was 21-0 Vikings. I wake up this morning and I see the Vikings won 36-28, and they won by stopping a last-gasp pass in the final seconds by the Steelers into the end zone. So the Steelers wind up 6-6-1 after that game. The Vikings wind up at 6-7. Games coming up this weekend. The Cowboys are taking on the Washington football team. Jacksonville taking on Tennessee. Seattle taking on the Texans. The Raiders taking on the Chiefs. The Saints take on the Jets. Falcons will meet the Panthers. The Ravens against the Browns. The Giants against the Chargers. The Lions against the Broncos. The 49ers against the Bengals. The Bills take on the Buccaneers. The Bears will go against the Packers. And that's the Sunday night game, by the way. And then on Monday, the Rams will take on the Cardinals. The Rams are 8-4 on the season. The Cardinals are 10-2. In other NFL news, another death in the NFL from a retired player. Demaryius Thomas, a 33-year-old former Pro Bowl wide receiver and Super Bowl champion with Denver, passed away. The former NFL star's death, first reported by Fox 5 Atlanta. DeMarcus Ware, who played with Thomas from 2014 to 2016, posted on his Twitter account he was heartbroken and posted a photo of himself with the former player. The cause of the death is not immediately known. Police told authorities that Thomas was found dead inside his Georgia home on Thursday night. His agents did not respond to an email inquiry from Fox News. Quote here, preliminary information is that his death stems from a medical issue and our investigators currently have no reason to believe otherwise, end quote. That from Officer Tim Lupo, public information officer for the police department in Roswell, Georgia. So, you know, whenever an NFL player dies at a young age, and it's not due to like an auto accident right off the bat, you tend to think of that syndrome where they get concussions and concussions and concussions, and it really causes some of these players to go into dementia early, also die early. Do very strange things in their life, and you hope that's not the case with this, but that's the way it stands right now with that. As you know, the NFL, I'm sure, will release information when it's released to them. Well, Alabama gets another player with an award. Bryce Young is the Associated Press Football Player of the Year in college. He received 42 of 53 first-place votes from AP Top 25 voters and 137 points to finish ahead of Michigan's defensive end Adian Hutchinson, 4 first-place votes and 67 points for AP Player of the Year honor. Pittsburgh quarterback Kenny Pickett was third, Alabama linebacker Will Anderson Jr. was fourth, and Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud was fifth. Let's take a look at action that took place in the NBA yesterday. See if any of our clubs played. No is the quick answer to that. Tonight, the Knicks take on Raptors at 7:30. The Nets take on the Hawks at 7:30. And the Celtics will take on the Suns out in Phoenix at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, because of the way the schedule sets up, you might have some teams playing, but no. The next local team will play the Nets on Sunday. They'll take on the Detroit Pistons. That is Sunday afternoon. Switching over to the National Hockey League yesterday, as I said, we just try to focus in on the local teams that people support around here. The Islanders fell, well, they're just having a terrible year, to the Predators 4-3 yesterday. The Bruins got by the Oilers 3-2 yesterday. Today, the Rangers will take on the Buffalo Sabres at 7 p.m. The Devils will take on the Predators at 7:30 in the evening. And that is a look at what's going on in the NFL, the NHL, and in football. And, of course, the Giants will take on another team with a winning record. And, you know, the more I watch football, and I like to watch football, people have gotten out, you're not a Giant fan. You've quit. I haven't quit on the team. I've quit watching the team. I love the Giants. I want the Giants to win. But they just are playing lousy football on offense, barely scoring 20 points a game. The defense does all it can to keep the team in the game, and they can't. It's just not good football. And I just won't watch it until they play more consistent and play at least decent level football. I'm still a Giant fan. I want them to win. I want them to win more than anything. But I don't have to sit there and watch the poor product that's on the field. Just don't have to. And I'm not this year. I sleep a lot better. I'm not as anxious. I don't get upset while watching TV. I've banned politics, mostly news, and the Giants from my viewing habits. Anyway, that is a check on sports and my viewing habits.